From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Pastor, founders, we seek to be in all things, in every ministry, a word-centered church. That goes from the pulpits down to the leading of the music to every ministry that we have here. We want to be a word-centered church. And in fact, that's based off of a text like 1 Timothy 3:15, that the church of the living God is the pillar and the support of the truth, the first principle of the church. I wonder if you can articulate, what does it mean for a church to be a word-centered church?
Yeah, so the passage you just referred to, I think, is a great example of what it means to be a word-centered church. Paul writing to Timothy says, "I hope to come to you soon." This is verse 14. "But I'm writing these things to you so that if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of the truth." So one thing we want to take note of in that verse is there is a way one ought to behave mm-hmm. in God's household, in the Lord's church. Second thing that we need to note is that Paul is writing so that Timothy would know how one ought to do that. Mm-hmm. And so that we, by extension, would all know how one ought to do that. So there is a way that the Lord wants his church to be living its life, governed, all the rest. And the only way we know those things is not instinctive, not by looking inward, not by looking outward at what seems to be working, but by what has been written and given to us in God's holy word. That's how we know. So if you ask, why are we a word-centered church? The answer is because it's the Lord's church, not ours, because there's a way he wants us to conduct ourselves. It's not just left up to us. And because he has revealed the truth by which we know how that ought to be done. So what governs all that we do as a church is what God has revealed. It is his word. And then if you look at what then you can ask questions. Well, then as a church, what should we be doing? And you look at the New Testament and you see the things set forth in Scripture that we ought to be doing. We ought to be gathering together. As we do, we ought to be praying. Mm-hmm. We ought to be studying the word of God. We ought to be singing together, worshiping God in song. We ought to be exhorting each other all the more as we see the day approaching. There are many one another passages in the New Testament where we're taught how to love each other, how to forgive each other, how to graciously, gently confront sin in one another. All these things are set forth in Scripture. We're even taught how to respond to people who won't respond to that. So if someone persists in sin so that some scandalous sin that threatens to damage the church, how do you deal with that? Matthew 18 spells that out. So why, for example, do we emphasize preaching? Because the New Testament teaches that. Why do we emphasize corporate gathering? Because the New Testament teaches that. So that's the answer, Josh. We're word-centered because it's the Lord's church. There's a way we ought to conduct ourselves, and that way is found by what has been given to us in Scripture, by what has been written. That's how we ought to conduct ourselves. Then we ask, what does the New Testament emphasize? What does it give us to do? And that's what we pursue.
So I'm thinking of this phrase that the church is the buttress or support of the truth. And I'm thinking of it like the Parthenon, with these massive columns.
Yes.
Upholding something. So how does the church do that, like in terms of the analogy and the image that's conveyed?
Yeah, and it wasn't just upholding, but also at the same time displaying, because mm-hmm. those columns were beautified and were meant to speak of the glory of the gods. And so the church is the pillar and buttress of the truth. We display the glory of God and we uphold the truth of God in the world. Mm-hmm. And we do that through the preaching and teaching of the Word of God and mm-hmm. by the practice of the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And we preach and teach the Word of God, not just from a pulpit, but we declare those truths in song. We declare those truths in the Lord, in the ordinances. And we declare those truths by how we live our lives, by practicing those truths. So God has meant for his people to be, both in their corporate worship and in their individual living, truth displayers and truth defenders. We contend for the once for all delivered under the saints' faith. The book of Jude talks about. So we declare it and we defend it. We declare it and we explain it. We declare it and we practice it. Mm-hmm. And in these ways, our God is glorified.
And there's kind of like a built-in safety to this, too, for churches, if you've grown up in the church or have any experience with the church, you know what the church really does. But sometimes, because there's so much pragmatism in the culture and among churches especially, what gets lost sometimes in those situations is the Word of God as being the central component of why the church even exists and what it is intended to do. And so by being a Word-centered church, we know that our core principle, the defining aspect of all that we do, is to glorify God by upholding the truth of His Word in all things. And it's all laid out for us in the Scripture.
Yeah, amen. Exactly.
About that.
There is a way we should conduct ourselves. Mm. There is a way. And the way we know what that is what has been written.
Mm.
And Paul says, I'm writing these things to you so that you may know. This is how you're going to know how one ought to conduct himself. And that's true for all of Scripture.
Yeah.
So you're exactly right. So we're not living in the realm of our opinions. We're living in the realm of our own ideas.
Yeah, creativity.
Our own creativity. Yeah. We're living in what God has revealed. And there is there is safety in that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes for stable, mature, healthy churches.
And this is where expository preaching becomes such a huge God-glorifying way in which the people are discipled to, is that you don't have to rely on your own creativity and ingenuity to come up with, I don't know, creative and enlivening sort of illustrations and talks and stories every week. You just preach the word verse by verse, and this is what builds up the body.
It's right? Amazing, isn't it? I mean, you look at what is happening in our culture over our lives, and how often do you see some fresh new approach championed, trumpeted, and for a while it attracts people, and it seems to explode with growth, and you see those situations flame out again and again and again, and you'll never improve on what God has revealed. You'll never improve on what God's Word says. So, when I first came here 24 years ago to this church, I put it this way, and it's sort of a simplistic way, but it served us well. I just said, we're going to be just dumb enough to take God's Word at face value and do what it says. Just going to take it at face value and practice it. And the Lord has immensely blessed us over these 24 years because we were smart enough to know that we're not smart.
Yep.
Wise enough to know that we're not wise. So we're going to trust in what God has revealed and strive to believe it and obey it. And God blesses that.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, Straight Truth is listener supported. So if you'd like to find out ways how you can help us to continue to produce this podcast, you can go to our website and find out ways to do that, straighttruth.net. At that website, you'll also find links to all of our previous episodes and our social media channels. So be sure to check it out. Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.